Hello, welcome to Tay2Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about Run, featuring Ed Sheeran from Red, Taylor's version from The Vault.
Run, will you run from the law?
Love it.
So good. And today, before we move on to the S's, we are going to cover All of the Girls You Loved Before, a single that is supposedly from the Lover era, however, was not released during the Lover era. It was only released a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And that's why we haven't covered it yet, because it is an A song.
Yes, but it just came out.
It just came out.
So we're slotting it in.
Slotting it in and going to talk all about it. And just so you all know, there's a lot of Joe here. So we will be talking about Joe. Spoiler. All of the Girls You Loved Before is a single from the Lover era.
Lover was originally released on August 23rd, 2019, and All the Girls You Loved Before was released as a single on March 17th, 2023. This song was co-written by Frank Dukes, Louis Bell, Matthew Tavares, and Adam King Feeney. The song charted at number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100.
And we've heard some of those names before on other Lover songs.
Yes, we have.
Especially Adam King Feeney. Yes. I remember him.
Yes, their names have been mentioned before. Songs that they helped write will be in Gossip Gab.
Oh. Ooh. This song comes at a very interesting time. We all know it's a very interesting time right now in the Swiftie world. And it'll be very interesting to see if she will play it on the tour. Not sure. I feel like it might be a little too close to home.
I don't think she will.
I don't think so. But we'll see. And yeah, like I said, we're going to be talking about Joe in this episode a little bit.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm pretty sure that this is about him.
Okay, Devin, what do you think about All of the Girls You Loved Before?
Okay, right off the bat, anything. Any song, any piece of merch, anything that is deemed Lover era, I am immediately going to be into, and it will pique my interest. Mm-hmm. Lover is just like, come on, like that's my album, that's our album. When I found out that we got this song and then we got three other re-records just out of the blue, I was like, wait, there's a long-lost Lover single that was maybe going to be on the album, but never was?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And we're getting it bonus
right now. And I remember it was so weird the day that it released, because it was really hard to find it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, like, new releases, because it said that it was still released back when Lover was released. So you had to go, like, way, way back in the singles. And then it wasn't on the Lover album.
Yeah, or just search the name.
Yeah.
But it was just, tricky to find.
Really tricky. So Taylor's team, for future reference, just make it like a new single. It doesn't have to be released with.
Yeah, it was that release was much weirder than past releases, I'd say. It was hard to find everything.
It was hard.
Weird.
I guess that maybe some of these got leaked, or All of the Girls You Loved Before maybe got leaked, and that's why she released it. That was a theory that maybe Gossip Gab is... I'm taking over Gossip Gab.
Yeah, what's going on, Gossip Devin?
But boy, having another song in the Lover era is just fantastic, and this song does not disappoint. It fits right on in, and it is fantastic. It just sounds like all of her other Lover stuff. It really is great. Taylor sounds so incredible here, and the lyrics are just so, so good, and the chorus is fantastic. What a ridiculously good chorus. The production, I would say, of this song is like chill, like, you know, perfect chill song that would maybe also go on like your playlist with Run. You know, this could totally be like a
I could see that
chill kind of thing that is playing, you know, in chill Starbucks
vibes. Yeah,
the first verse is great, and the line "wake up in the morning with someone but feeling alone" is so wild, and to think that like that is uberly relatable, and like that is such a thing of you're not in the right relationship, right?
Yeah, if you feel like lonely with someone,
you wake up and you're like, what am I doing here? Like, another day of me just being next to this person who I have nothing in common with. Like, and then I love the line, "Your past and mine are parallel lines, stars all aligned, and they intertwined." Mm. And very reminiscent of Invisible String. For such a long time, they ran parallel, and then there was that one moment when the stars aligned. Hello, Mastermind.
Yeah, stars that, and fates and all the planets. Yeah.
That they met. And then that's when they're like, oh, cool. Well, everything before this was all of the girls and boys we loved before who have brought us here. All of these relationships and experiences led you to me, which is, again, Invisible String.
Yeah.
And then we get the chorus, which is so good. And it goes places like you really don't expect it to. When I first heard this chorus, I was like jamming along with it. And then I was just like,
Yeah, you were.
I was like, she's going to sing that. Okay. She starts off low with all of the girls you loved before. And then she pops up on every dead end street and said, every dead end street. And I love how she gets up there. She uses the word for to riff all the way up.
Yeah.
For every dead end street.
Good.
It's so, so good. And it's so unexpected. And I was just like, yes, Taylor. Yeah. It was fantastic. The second verse then is all about her experiences. So the first verse is his, second verse is hers, and the line, like, just know that it's everything that made me, you know. Like, all of these things, everything you've read in the newspapers, the tabloids, all of the other people I've been with, like, all of the, you know, hearsay and everything, like, it's all made me, and it got me here, and so, you, like, I hope that you can respect that.
Past good and bad get us to where we are.
Yeah, so absolutely. I wouldn't be the person that you're into if it wasn't for all of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The bridge then gives us the line, I want to teach you how forever feels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that now feels really weird listening to that. Because now they're broken up and it's like, huh, okay. Well, now I want to teach you how forever feels. Sad.
Heartbreaking.
Sad.
Yeah.
But then you get the last time through the chorus, and you, again, have Taylor doing these crazy vocal lines over the melody, and she's, like, way up in the stratosphere with her voice. It's just, like, all the way up. That riff on Before is wild. Like, and but anyway, she's, like, all the way up there, and she, for the rest of the final chorus, she's just, like, screlting her face off over the melody.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And the final Girls You Loved Before is so good, like, with that harmony,
too.
And then you get, like, a great 30-second outro that just holds you in this place, in this song, just a little bit longer, and it's great, and it leaves you in this mood of, you know, like, kind of wanting more, and it's really a fantastic fit in Lover, and I kind of wish that it was on the album back when she released it.
Yeah, but Lover was such a long album that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she could have maybe replaced a song here or there, but...
Yeah, I know, you're not a It's Nice to Have a Friend fan. Oh, spoiler for I. Oh, no, we did I already. Oh, yeah.
Spoiler for I, everybody. So, love it. Love this song. It's so good. Gab, what do you think of All of the Girls You Loved Before?
I really love how this song starts. The way that Taylor sings the lyrics, like the cadence and the sound, is so similar to me to past Taylor songs. Like, I feel like it's maybe even like a little 1989 Reputation-ish. I was looking at songs and trying to figure out exactly what it evoked, but I couldn't find that. But it's like I instantly heard it, and I was like, I feel like I've like heard her do this before. It's so, it was just so, there are certain things that feel very Taylor in some way, and that felt it to me. The backbeat, though, and like the backing to the whole song is very Lover.
Oh,
like, it's quintessential Lover. This fits in perfectly. Like, it could have worked on the album for sure.
For
sure. You know? I think that we, you know, agree that in the album, like, it's one of the best albums, but then there are a couple spots where things jump around where you're like, whoa, that's a weird transition of a song, or something like this maybe would have worked to transition into one of the other songs or something. I really love how Taylor extends the word, the way you call me baby, to me like lady, like that. It's very unexpected. It's really interesting to listen to, and it's also just like fun, sassy Taylor, flirty. Like, I really like that. I think, like, what you said about the chorus, like, it's just so fantastic. Her voice goes all over the place.
It's
she sounds
so good.
Amazing. Yeah. She sounds soulful.
Ooh.
And like, it's just like her voice is just like really strong here.
Yeah.
And I like that, like, you really couldn't predict it. And it's cool too for the chorus to be one of your favorite parts of a song.
Yeah.
That's not always the case for me, especially.
Same.
And I mean, this chorus is just really fantastic.
It's real good.
Her vocal gymnastics are like, ugh, so fantastic. I also love that the way the chorus ends with, but I love you more. Like, mm-hmm. that's just very cute, very flirty. I think the backing vocals throughout the song are really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love always whenever Taylor sings over herself, especially after the bridge, like all of that is just like very layered and fantastic. I think that the lyric, teenage love taught you there's good and goodbye,
ooh.
Is just, you know, very, I think, relatable,
yeah.
important. Like those like early loves that, you know, hurt a lot and you think are forever and you learn so much from, like, I think that that's, it's like good to learn that there's good and goodbye.
Yeah.
I think that's like an important lesson. It's a very soulful, loving song. I'm really liking getting to know it.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely feels very soon.
Yeah.
To me. So it's like hard for me. I have to sit with a song for a while, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to this in Gossip Gab, but obviously like, the breakup has affected me listening to this song, too.
And, like, every song.
Yeah. So we'll get to that more in Gossip Gab. But taking this as just a song,
yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Devin, do you relate to all of the girls you've loved before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is, like, that is everything. That's everybody's experience. It's all of the girls or all of the guys or all of the people mm-hmm. that you've loved before that make you who you are right now mm-hmm. in your relationship. That's it. Like, this is maybe her most relatable song. Literally every other relationship that I've been in before Gab has influenced who I am in my relationship today.
Yeah.
And, you know, they all led me to her, and I learned a lot about myself in each of those relationships, and I had to grow up within those relationships and stop playing games and, you know, learn what I liked and didn't like. And, you know, sometimes you have to be with someone that shows you what you don't like in order to understand what you do want and,
yeah.
and need in a relationship, right? So those experiences are really important, and sure, they're difficult and hard. And if you break up, like, it's never easy, you know, and it's never great, and there's always hurt and
yeah.
pain. And but those relationships, you know, down the line, like, they show you parts of yourself that maybe you didn't know before or,
yeah.
or that are helpful for you moving forward in relationships and aspects of a person that you don't want to be with.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all very, very important. And so, like, to everyone, I just say that if, you know, you have been through heartbreak recently, or, like, if you, you know, are in something where you maybe don't like everything about the person that you're with or whatever, like, that those are all important learning tools mm-hmm. for moving forward and finding, like, a person that really fits what you want and,
yeah.
and need in a partner.
Yeah.
So, very relatable song. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Gab, do you relate?
I mean, I completely agree with everything that you said. This song is super relatable. You know, if I hadn't learned all the lessons that I had in past loves, I would have never known, like, to pick you as my life partner. And, you know, I needed to make mistakes and have experiences that weren't the right fit to know what I was looking for. And, you know, I love the lyric, like, in Lover, my heart's been borrowed, yours has been blue, all's well that ends well to end up with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I needed to experience those loves and heartbreaks and hard times to know, like, 100% that you were what I'd always been looking for.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, you know, you have good and bad in different relationships, and there are things that you're like, okay, that was a good thing. I want to take that with
yeah.
me. You know, because it's not all bad, but I think it's all important learning blocks to figuring out what's right for you.
For sure.
And, like, growing up.
Yeah.
You know? And if those people hadn't come before, you know, like, I might have ended up with the wrong type of person.
Yeah.
You know? I had to learn all those lessons, and that led us together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that that is super relatable, super important, especially for people who are, like, on their journeys looking to find someone who's right for them.
Yeah.
You know, just to always keep that in perspective. But it is really true.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Well, now we get to the segment of Gossip
In early March 2023, the song leaked, and it quickly went viral on TikTok.
Oh.
Yes, because of this leak, And to coincide with the start of the Eras Tour, Taylor announced on her Instagram stories on March 16th the release of All the Girls You Loved Before at midnight on March 17th, along with three other re-recorded tracks, Eyes Open Taylor's version, Safe and Sound Taylor's version, and If This Was a Movie Taylor's version.
Interesting. So it was all over TikTok.
Yes.
Hence why I didn't know about it.
I think in 2020, the Inner Circle, quote unquote, got it. And then clips of it leaked in February of 2023. And then once the whole song leaked, that's when she released it.
Interesting.
It's just so interesting to me. I don't really understand how leaks happen, who leaks it, how, recording studios. Like, I don't really get that whole process.
I don't know.
And how something like that happens, especially with, like, such a huge star.
Yeah, like who has access to that to then leak it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And like what leaks are accidental, what are on purpose? I don't think this was on purpose.
Yeah, it seemed incredibly out of the blue.
And Taylor seems like someone who's very not into leaks because, you know, she's very important. She fought to be paid for her work on Spotify and Apple Music and all
and
that.
And that's why she released it. It was because she wanted to be paid for the music.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's why it kind of felt like it came out of nowhere because it was like picking up steam. People were finding it.
Yep.
You know, because Devin and I aren't really on the talk.
No, you're not on the ticky talk.
Didn't really know about this leak until researching it. Yep. I do always hear things about like songs that have leaked, but I don't go searching for them because I don't know how to.
Yeah,
like,
I have no idea.
Leaked Taylor Swift song. It could be anything.
It could be I'd Lie.
It could be I'd Lie. Well, we do have some recordings of old unreleased songs, but those don't count as leaks because they were on like demos and things. They were out there.
They're out there.
But still.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to be mentioning I'd Lie in, like, every episode moving forward.
Devin cannot wait for Taylor's version.
I'm a big fan. I'm becoming a fan.
You know, in 2026.
Hey, you know, my little yeehaw version of Devin is...
I love it. I love yeehaw Devin. In this song, Taylor extends gratitude to the various past love in her partner's life for shaping his experiences, which led him to her. Taylor has explored ideas like these in the past, as Devin said with songs like Invisible String, as well as the lyric in Ready For It, wonder how many girls he had loved and left haunted. Because this song is from the Lover era, I do believe it is about Joe Alwyn.
Yeah.
You know, it is really strange to me that Taylor dropped this song and then 3 weeks later the breakup announcement came out.
Yeah.
But
I don't think, that's why I really don't think she was.
I think it was only released because it was leaked.
Yeah, I don't think that she wanted to release it.
And it's like the timing just feels like off, unexpected, obviously sad, like obviously like, you know, it's weird to get into all this and we don't want to add to any speculation or any of that kind of stuff. But like the breakup hit us hard.
Hard.
It hit us really hard. I'm sure a lot of people relate to that.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are we like mourning? We don't really know the relationship, but then we know so many of these songs and we've related and connected and they'd gotten together a little bit like 6 months after you and I had.
Yeah.
So we felt like we were on this trajectory. We wanted this happiness for Taylor.
You're like, my life is Taylor's life.
Yeah. So it's like, So it definitely is hard. And a lot of these songs, I'm trying very much to separate and just be like, it's okay. Even if she's using the word forever, like this was an important love for her.
Yeah.
And it's okay. And who knows? We don't actually know any of the real details of what happened.
Zero.
And it could be that, you know, Taylor's doing better off, you know, she's okay. And like, you know, if Bejeweled wasn't written about a past love, but Bejeweled was about something maybe she was going through, then you know what? Like, She can go out, do her thing. She's going out tonight. She can still make the whole place shimmer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I want Taylor to get to be her best self, whatever that means. And she's gone out a bunch in New York, kind of signaling to us that she's okay.
Yeah.
You know, which is not a very Taylor thing of the last few years. Well, especially while she's on tour, making like these public photographic
appearances. But she's out every week.
Yeah, I think she's doing okay. It's just weird the timing of when the song was released because we've heard, we don't even know, but generally with these like Hollywood breakups, by the time the public's hearing about it, it's been for a bit.
Yeah.
It's not just happening.
Yeah.
So it's like weird if the song was released, were they still together? Were they not? And I'm sure like Taylor, because, you know, she has plenty of music about exes that she still performs. So I'm sure too, like her music is like, she gets it out. It's the catharsis. And then that's like the story there.
Yeah.
You know, and she's performing a lot of these songs or songs we term Joe songs on the tour.
Yeah.
So if Taylor can separate the art and like all of those emotions or whatever, we don't know, but if she can, like we're going to work at it too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, and it just feels so weird to be so like connected, invested, devastated, but also makes so much sense. Because, like, look at how much we talk about Taylor and invested
every
in
week.
Taylor, care about Taylor, you know? So we know that, like, a lot of people have been feeling that. So I'll have to say is that, like, this song came out 3 weeks before the breakup. So I only had a little bit of time with this song, and then I just, like, didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
I felt weird.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, kind of feeling more, seeing she's doing okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this song deserves more of my attention, I'd say.
For sure. I think I've definitely listened to it more than you have.
Yeah, you definitely have. Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely think it was just released because it was leaked. But I'm very glad we have this song because I like it. Yeah. So we're just going to, you know, focus on Eras Tour, being happy for Taylor.
The fact that we got one song right on the... You know, Gab guessed it right.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like, that's huge.
Huge. Getting our costume ready, you know? We're just going to focus on all those positives.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lyric, crying in the bathroom for some dude whose name I cannot remember now, is very reminiscent of All Too Well 10-Minute Version lyric, not weeping in a party bathroom,
you know? Yeah, I'm pretty sure she remembers his name.
That one? Yes. All Too Well? Probably. There's a lot of little crying in the bathroom moments.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the, like, the way you call me baby is very much related to
Don't Call King Me of Kid.
Oh, no, I wasn't even going there, but that's interesting. Don't call me kid, call me don't call me baby. That's interesting, too. No, I was going for you try on calling me baby, like, try on clothes.
Oh, that's a positive
King
version
of my heart.
Of it. Yes.
Yeah, so, well, we know that this term was a term of endearment that they used, leading more that this is, like, probably a Joe song, also because it's Lover. So the producers of this song, writers, producers, also contributed to the Lover tracks I Forgot That You Existed, Afterglow, and It's Nice to Have a Friend.
Afterglow. It feels
it's
very
super
Afterglow-y. Yeah.
What's interesting is I kind of maybe like it more than Afterglow, but Afterglow is like more of like an introspective song.
Yeah.
That works more with, I feel like, the subject matter, if that makes sense.
For sure.
But also I'm like, if there are other singles unreleased from this era, I want to hear them all.
All of them.
Like, truly. And of course, the title of this song is reminiscent of the YA book by Jenny Han and the very popular Netflix rom-com All the Boys I've Loved Before, personal fave of mine. The very popular rom-com came out in 2018. And, you know, for all we know, that could have been an influence on Taylor's writing, thought process, you know, thinking about the title, thinking about, All the Boys You Loved Before. Oh, who are all the girls my partner loved before?
Yeah.
Highly recommend watching that if you haven't seen it yet. Great rom-com.
Gap loves it.
I love that rom-com. So, I even like the sequels. The first one is the best, but the sequels are good too.
Yeah, obviously.
Big Jenny Han fan. Mm. The Summer I Turned Pretty, also great show.
Shout out to Jenny Han.
Yeah, great show. And we know Taylor likes these stories and likes Jenny Han because they used
her music, right?
Yeah, I think it was when This Love Taylor's version came out, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That was in The Summer I Turned Pretty trailer. So she's a Swiftie. So it could definitely have affected.
Could be.
Yeah. Devin, what's your favorite line in All of the Girls You Loved Before?
I just love how she uses dude in this sentence. like dude, not like guy.
Yeah.
Not, you know, like, crying in the bathroom for some dude whose name I cannot remember now. I think it's so good. And also, like, burn for this dude that she can't remember his name. Like, why was I even there crying in the bathroom for somebody who I don't even know anymore?
Yeah.
Like, haven't thought about in, like, ages, and I can't even remember who it was, but for some reason I was crying in the bathroom over this guy.
Fair.
You know? Dude.
This dude.
I just was not expecting her to use the word dude.
Yeah.
So I like that line quite a bit. Gab, what is your favorite line?
I like that line too. Also, I feel like Taylor probably can remember his name, but it's, like, such a diss to say that too.
Yeah, for sure.
So my favorite line, you had mentioned it before, but, like, when I first heard this line, I was just like, oh my God, that is so sexy and loving and good. I love I Want to Teach You How Forever Feels.
Oh, yeah.
And the way she says it.
Yep.
Like, that is just, like, the most romantic line ever.
Mm.
And I love it. I love the way she sings it. It's, like, fantastic. Obviously, like, yes, it's tinged with some sadness, but I'm separating this song where it's not.
Yeah.
And if I'm relating to it, like, this is just a song, you know, this isn't necessarily a Taylor song. Say it's another artist who I don't delve into their lives, I Want to Teach You How Forever Feels is, like, an iconic line.
Perfection.
Yeah. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's my favorite lyric.
Nice.
Okay, Dev. From 1 to 10, hearts drawn around your name.
Oh.
Parentheses in someone else's handwriting, not mine.
Oh.
How many?
That would be a little too long.
Too long. I know. I always like to make it way too long. How many do you give all of the girls you've loved before?
Currently, I think I'm going to give all of the girls you loved before 8 hearts drawn around your name.
Nice.
And handwriting, that's not mine. Parentheses. It's fantastic. I think I'm going to grow to love this song even more. It is absolutely a mood song. It is one that I listen to on my chill playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great. And I want more of this sound. And, you know, Midnights is pretty close. Like, Midnights is, you know, electropop for most of it. But I feel like Midnights and Lover are very close in their sound.
Mm.
I like that sound a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like 1989 kind of is in the same realm too.
Well,
and
that's
so
more
like
pop pop.
Yeah. I like all three of them. I like all of them. I like E. Hot Taylor. I like I like all Taylor.
I just like this vibe right now.
This vibe right now is great. And I'm in this vibe more often than a lot of other vibes.
I feel that.
Except for The Story of Us and Jump and Fall. I'm always in that vibe.
You're always in that vibe.
And this love.
It's over for everybody when Speak Now Taylor's version comes out. Devin,
it's over.
Speak Now head.
It'll be over. It'll be over. And I can't
He's
wait for those.
He's going to only wear purple.
Can you imagine those vault songs for Speak Now?
Like, I mean, they're going to be epic.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
One day.
Yes.
So 8 out of 10 for me. Gab, from 1 to 10, hearts drawn around your name. What do you give all of the girls you loved before?
I give all of the girls you loved before. What a mouthful. 7 hearts drawn around your name. But cool. That's only because I've like listened to it maybe like 7 times.
Sure.
So it's not a lot of data to go off of, I'd say.
Yeah.
And I really like this song. So I feel like it's going to grow to an 8.
Yeah.
I just had to get past my like morning period.
For sure. Yeah. Guys, like there were a couple of days where Gab would just come home from work and she'd just be like, I'm so sad. I'm so upset. And I'm like, oh, was work okay? And she's like, yeah, it's just like, Joe, like,
I can't stop
so upset about it.
It really affected me.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't listen to like a lot of Taylor songs for a bit. It really affected me. And I'm sure listeners can.
We didn't want to guess any songs of, you know, like Joe's that she might play on
Hidden
Surprise,
meanings.
Like a surprise song. Yeah. Gab was very distraught, everybody.
Yeah. So, you know, I this song deserves more of a chance from me, you know, so that I'm going to give it that. So it's 7, probably rising to 8.
Cool.
Hearts drawn around your name, which I've never drawn a heart around your name.
Oh.
I wasn't really doodling anymore by the time, you know, we met.
Yeah. In your journal.
Yeah, I don't even really. I mean, we have a lot of journals. I don't really use a lot of journals.
They're all just blank. With like one page filled out.
One page of like notes. Devin like makes like one chart and then
just
moves on to
journals.
The next journal.
I love journals.
I actually also love journals. I think they're very cute. I think it's a nice gift. I just don't use it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen along with us. You can check us out on Instagram at TayToZPodcast and give us all your thoughts. Were you surprised by all of the girls you loved before being released?
Yeah.
Is it like an instant favorite?
Are you currently unable to listen to it because of everything going on?
Yeah. How are we healing, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, you can find exclusive bonus content on our Patreon at patreon.com/TayToZPodcast.
Yes. And thank you, as always, to our patrons. You are the best.
Thank you.
Well, next episode, we'll be covering our first S song.
I can't believe we're at S.
And there are quite a few of them.
Lots of S's.
Lots of
S's. We'll
be
an S for a while.
Lots of S's and T's.
Yes.
Everything starts with the.
Yeah.
So.
We're going to have a lot of the's.
And it's going to be Sad, Beautiful, Tragic from Red Taylor's version.
Very exciting stuff. Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.